This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Pending trade agreements with Korea, Colombia, and Panama are edging closer to approval now that the Senate is close to clearing a procedural hurdle that moves forward legislation to renew the 50-year-old Trade Adjustment Assistance Program. The American Farm Bureau Federation supports Senate passage of an amended version of H.R. 2832 that reauthorizes the TAA. AFBF President Bob Stallman sent a letter to senators urging them to pass H.R. 2832. Renewal of TAA is a requirement of the Obama administration to submit the three trade pacts to Congress for approval. In his letter, Stallman told senators that failure to pass TAA bill would further jeopardize U.S. agriculture exports to Korea, Colombia, and Panama. He noted that inaction over the past 4 years has opened the door to U.S. competitors in these markets. Under this program, the Agriculture Department provides technical assistance and benefits to eligible producers of agricultural commodities when the Foreign Agricultural Service Administrator determines that increased imports of agricultural commodities, aquaculture products, or aquatic species have contributed to direct losses to the producer. On Monday, President Barack Obama released his plan to reduce the deficit by $4.4 trillion over 10 years. Included in that figure is $1.2 trillion in discretionary spending cuts already enacted by the Budget Control Act, making for a net savings of more than $3 trillion over the next decade. The plan, Living Within Our Means and Investing in the Future, proposes $257 billion in cuts for mandatory programs outside of healthcare. For agriculture, the president's proposal would eliminate direct payments for a savings of $3 billion per year and reduces subsidies for crop insurance companies and changes subsidies for producers for a savings of $8.3 billion over 10 years. The proposal would also reduce conservation funding by $2 billion over 10 years and extends mandatory disaster assistance. President Obama's plan calls for increasing the capital gains tax rate for individuals making more than $200,000 per year and for couples making more than $250,000. The president's proposal returns the estate tax exemption to $3.5 million per person with a top rate of 45%. In a joint statement, Frank Lucas of Oklahoma, House Agriculture Committee Chairman, and Pat Roberts of Kansas, Senate Agriculture Committee Ranking Member, said President Obama's proposal shows a lack of knowledge of production agriculture and how the changes would impact farmers. Representative Colin Peterson of Minnesota, Ranking Member of the House Agriculture Committee, told the Minneapolis Star-Tribune that farmers are being asked to do more than their share in President Barack Obama's deficit reduction plan. He's particularly concerned about cuts to the crop insurance program. Peterson says he's very opposed to cutting more from crop insurance, noting that Washington has already taken $12 billion out of it already. Speaking of the 2008 Farm Bill. South Texas rice farmers are concerned about how they will keep their operations running if the Lower Colorado River Authority decides to cut off their water supply during one of the worst droughts the Lone Star State has ever seen. The board of directors for the LCRA, which manages the southern part of the Colorado River, is considering a proposal that would cut off water to about 250 farmers in the state's three biggest rice-producing counties, Matagorda, Wharton, and Colorado. It's considered an emergency measure to protect the water that's left. Barbara Corporon, who farms with her husband Victor in Palacios, Texas, said their operation depends on water from the Colorado River to produce their rice crop. The Corporons are concerned that they will go out of business if they lose their water supply. Farm Bureau members are invited to be a part of the AgWeb's A Day in Agriculture set for Thursday, September 29th. The first ever event, sponsored by Farm Journal Media, is designed to capture a snapshot of one day in agriculture by providing cross-country coverage and focusing on how one day of agriculture impacts billions of people. Farm Bureau members can participate by sharing a blog post, sending a video showing what they are doing on the farm that day, submitting several photos with captions of their farm or ranch, sending live tweet updates, or posting on Facebook about how you are involved in agriculture. You can also call AgWeb editors and provide an audio update. On Wednesday, the board of the National Milk Producers Federation endorsed a redrafted dairy policy reform bill that House Agriculture Committee ranking member Colin Peterson of Minnesota plans to introduce in the near future. Peterson's proposal creates a voluntary dairy producer margin protection program, as well as a dairy market stabilization program. Participation in the market stabilization program would be mandatory if a producer elected to participate in the margin protection program. At its most recent meeting, the AFBF Board of Directors voted to support the provisions of the draft, with the exception of the supply management provisions. On July 22nd, AFBF President Bob Stallman wrote to Peterson suggesting alternatives to his supply management provisions. Most of those ideas were accepted and incorporated into his new draft. The House Judiciary Committee on Wednesday approved legislation mandating the use of E-Verify for all employers in the United States. During the committee deliberations, Representative Dan Lundgren of California attempted to offer an amendment establishing a new agricultural worker program. The amendment was ruled out of order. As a result, the final E-Verify bill approved by the committee contains no agricultural worker program. In addition, the committee deleted a provision in the bill that provided an exemption from E-Verify for agricultural employees doing seasonal work and returning to their original employer. Under the proposed Legal Workforce Act, introduced by House Judiciary Committee Chairman Lamar Smith of Texas, employers must confirm all employees' eligibility through the federal E-Verify system. The provisions relating to agriculture would take effect no later than 3 years after enactment of the bill. In some instances, they could apply sooner. AFBF strongly opposes mandatory E-Verify, given the tremendous impact on the agricultural sector. AFBF has been pressing for inclusion of a farm worker program in the final version of Smith's bill. The Maryland Farm Bureau, the Wicomico County Young Farmers and Ranchers Committee, the Worcester County Farm Bureau, and Purdue Farms are joining forces to assist a Berlin, Maryland farm family facing a lawsuit from an environmental advocacy group. The groups have launched a website, www.savefarmfamilies.org, to tell the story of farmers Alan and Kristen Hudson and to collect donations for their legal defense fund. The Worcester County Farm Bureau is also planning a fundraiser on October 1st to help the Hudsons. The Hudsons are defending themselves from a lawsuit filed by the Waterkeeper Alliance that accuses the farm family of allowing seep from their property into a nearby stream in violation of the Clean Water Act. Kentucky Farm Bureau set a new milestone on Wednesday in the organization's already storied history by celebrating its 50th consecutive year of membership growth. Kentucky Farm Bureau surpassed last year's record-breaking membership mark of 500,316 member families and has until the end of its fiscal year on October 31 to take that new total even higher. Kentucky Farm Bureau passed the half-million membership mark for the first time in 2010, becoming just the third Farm Bureau in the country to eclipse the 500,000 member family level. As a result of the organization's continued membership growth, nearly one out of every three Kentucky households is now a member of Kentucky Farm Bureau. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.